Friends, in this chapter of business valuation and techniques, we are going to discuss how the business is getting counted, valued, and how the cost or what are the not only the cost but what is the price of merger or acquisition or whatever may be the nature of the business is getting counted. There are different methods which are in vogue, and that we are going to discuss how the business is getting valuation. Unless you do the proper business valuation, you will not come to know where exactly you stands, where exactly your company stands. And annually, or whenever the circumstances arises, or when the event happens, this is getting evaluated. So there are certain principles and techniques for the business valuation. In this chapter, we are going to discuss, which consists of the requirement of the valuation, then motive of valuation in acquisition, then factors which influence the valuations, then general principles of the business valuation, preliminary steps, then valuation techniques, then methods of valuation, fair value of the shares, free cash flows, and the situation standard. I am not going to discuss each and every step, but I am giving the overview of this because it requires a lot of brainstorming as far as the particular formulas which are required to be considered or method which is required to be applied at proper time. And you need to know there are various ratios and you need to analyze so many things. So other than whatever is mentioned here, you need to have a deep study about the valuation of this. So let us start our discussion stating that why the valuation is required. Whenever there is a merger or amalgamation, definitely the shareholder wants to know what is the value of his investment. So under the circumstances, this is required to be valued. Similarly, fixing of the value for the shares is required for any event happens. For example, it is a pure investment. At what rate you will get the investment? What is the amount, number of shares you will issue? Against what? Then, strategic partnership, then merger acquisition, valuation is also necessary for introducing the employee stock option, that is ESOPs, which is to be provided for provided to the employees of the company, as well as while forming the joint venture, also you require to evaluate the share prices or the business value. Then main objective in carrying out in the valuation is to conclude the transaction in a reasonable manner without any room for the doubt or suspicion or controversy about the value which is obtained by any party to the transaction. So that is the basic theme why the valuation is required. Now, if you start valuing any of the company's business, then what are the prerequisites or requirement of the valuation? Or why, under what circumstances the valuation is required and it is essential also? That may be at the time of issuance of the shares to the public in IPO, when promoter wants to invite the strategic investors, that time also pricing is required. When making investment in the joint venture, that time also valuation is required. For making an open offer for the acquisition of the shares, that time also valuation is required. Then when company intend to introduce the buyback or delisting of the shares, that time also they have to offer at certain price the investment which is made by the investor, and then investor should also prompt so as to give them or buy back the shares of the company, help the company to buy back or delisting of the shares. At that point of time also it is required. Then scheme of merger or demerger, then maybe direction of the company law board also many times, or tribunal or authority or arbitration tribunal also directs the company to evaluate your business and give the share valuation. Determining the fair price of effecting the sale transfer of the shares as per the article of association of the company. Then required by the agreement between the two parties. Then purpose, for the purposes of arriving value of the shares of the purpose for assessment under the Wealth Tax Act also, it is required to evaluate the price of the shares and to determine the purchase price of the blocked share. That time also it is required. So there are various reasons where the valuation is required. Now, if there is a motive of valuation in case of, if there is a motive of acquisition, then valuation at the first stage is a mandatory. An important aspect in the merger, amalgamation, takeover activity is the valuation itself. The method for valuation of the business may be different. Acquisition activity usually guided by the strategic behavioral motive, and the that strategic behavioral motive could be one either purely financial or maybe business related or maybe behavioral reasons that have more to do with the personal ambitions or the objective. There may be various reasons for the motive of acquiring the company. The expansion, diversification, as well as decision criteria, as well as the differential cash flow, and that would be also ideally required. And on the other hand, if the acquisition is motivated for the financial consideration, specifically for the taxation purpose, then expected financial gains also need to be taken into consideration for motivating the acquisition of another unit or another company. Cash flow from the operations may not be the main consideration, then merger and financial restructuring, as it is the objective which is valued mainly in the terms of the financial gains, and also the acquisitions are when it is not really market driven at that point of time to set the non-financial consideration also, which will also affect the price of the shares, and the price could be affected by the motives of the other bidders. Factors which influence the valuation. So these are the circumstances under which company is required to evaluate its business, more particularly its shareholding. And many factors, there are many factors which influences the valuation. The factors which are influencing the valuation may consist of various factors, may consist of industry, may consist of the sector wise, may consist of the rivalry, or maybe there may be a common ground for determining certain principles while taking into consideration fair value, determining the value of the business in complicated that way. But it has to be done by hook or crook because it is a business requirement. Let us understand how do the buyers and the sellers arrive at this value. Arriving at the transaction price requires that the value be placed on the companies for sale. The process of arriving at the value should include the detailed and comprehensive analysis which takes into account the range of the factors which including the past, present and most importantly the future earning what is projected, and the prospectus of the company, an analysis for the mix of the physical and intangible assets, and also the general economic and industry conditions need to be assessed at the time of the mergers and acquisition, or maybe buyers and the sellers, both of them have to take this exercise. Other salient factors which include the stock exchange price, then dividend paid on the shares, that also affect the pricing. Then relative growth prospects of the two companies, then in case of equity shares, the relative gearing of the shares of the two companies. Then net assets of the two companies needs to be taken into consideration. Voting strength in the merged and amalgamated entity and the history of the prices of the shares for two companies is also taken into consideration at the time of evaluation of the business. Also, the following three principles should also be kept in mind while doing the valuation. These are, there is no absolute correct method in the market, but if possible, the seller should evaluate his company before contacting the potential buyers. In fact, it would be wiser if the company to evaluate its business on a regular basis to keep themselves aware of its standing and the corresponding industry. Third-party valuation is ideally the best option rather than valuating by our existing or company's existing the valuer. Hence, provision, there must be a provision also should be made in the law, or it may be the company's policy, for adopting a specific method of evaluation or specific method of valuation of the company. General principles that adopted by the business valuation may consist of adopting the various schemes or various methods, and these determine this the specific at specific point of time, whatever may be the company's accounts or company's balance sheet has to be prepared, and thereafter the process of the valuation starts. Value is also prospective, and it is equivalent to the present value or the economic worth, and then the market determines the required rate of return, and the value is influenced by the liquidity. Higher the underlying net tangible assets value base, then the higher the ongoing concerns value. So these are some of the general principles of the business for the valuation. Preliminary steps in the valuation consist of analysis of the business history, then profit trend, goodwill or brand name, then identifying the economic factors directly affecting the business, study of exchange risk which is involved, if any involved, then study of employee morale, whether morale will be boosted or it will be diminished, then study of the market capitalization aspect, identification of the hidden liabilities through the analysis of the material contracts, then methods of valuation. Methods of valuation techniques consist of asset-based valuation, earning-based valuation, and market-based valuation. Let us understand each method little bit in brief, not exactly the complete explanation about this, but few things we must discuss and understand. The valuation which is based on the assets is called as a asset-based valuation method. And on the simple assumption that the adding the value of all the assets of the company and subtracting the liability, leaving the net asset valuation, can be the best determined value of the business. Very simple method it is. Then another method is, that means when the assets and the liabilities are fixed and when it is deducted, then it comes the summary. It can be summarized in such a way that the procedure of arriving at the value of the shares employed in the equity method is estimation based on the assets less the liabilities are worth, that is net assets lying for the probable loss or possible profit. Naturally, while doing so, the market valuation of the assets and market liability, which is company is required to pay, the difference between this, if the asset value is less, then company shares may be priced at higher than the face value. If it is less than the liabilities, then in that case it will be less than the face value priced. This is what the general principle of this whatever is described here. Valuation of listed and quoted company has to be done on the different footing as compared to the unlisted companies. That is but natural, because the shares which are not listed on the stock exchange, for that the special valuation efforts are required, because there is no immediate value available. But whereas those shares which are listed on the companies, listed on the stock exchange, their value may be the previous 3 months or 6 months trend is taken into consideration to arrive at the mean and valuate the shares of the company. The real value of the assets may or may not be reflecting the market price of the shares. However, in unlisted companies, only the information relating to the profitability of the company as reflected in the accounts is available. That is why unlisted companies' valuation is little bit difficult than the listed companies. The asset-based valuation can be further separated into the book value. The tangible book value of the company is obtained from the balance sheet by taking the adjusted historical cost of the company's assets and subtracting the liabilities. Intangible assets like goodwill are excluded in the calculation. Different tax and unpaid tax are also taken into consideration while considering the book value of the assets. In all the cases of valuation, the asset basis except the book value basis, it is important to arrive at the current replacement and realization value. It is more so in cases of the assets like a patent, trademark, know-how, etc., which may possess the value substantially more or less than those shown in the books. Another one is a replacement cost. Replacement cost reflects the expenditure which is required to be made by the company when it is taken over or its replicate. Estimating the replacement cost is essentially make or buy decision. Appraisal value. How appraisal value is determined? The difference between the appraisal value of the assets and the appraisal value of the liability is the net appraisal value of the firm. This approach is most commonly used in liquidation analysis because it reflects the divestiture of the underlying assets rather than the ongoing operations of the firm. Then excess earning. In order to obtain the value of the business using the excess earning method, the premium is added into the appraised value of the net assets. Second method of valuation is based on earning, that is EPS, earning per share. The normal purpose of the contemplated purchase is to provide for the buyer is the annuity of its outlay. So, he will expect yearly income return greater or smaller, stable or fluctuating, but nevertheless some return which is commensurate with its price which is paid thereafter. Valuation based earning based on the rate of return on the capital deployed or employed is more modern method that is being adopted. There is a formula which is given here that PE is equal to P upon EPS, where P is the correct price of the shares, and the share price that can thus be determined as P is equal to EPS multiplied by P upon E ratio. Market-based approach for the evaluation. Market-based approach for the evaluation method helps the strategic buyer to estimate and subject business value by comparison to the similar business. Where the company's listed market price method is helps in evaluating, as I said earlier also, average of the quoted price is considered as indicative of the value perception of the company by investors operating under the free market conditions. To avoid the chances of the speculation and the pressure, it is suggested to adopt an average quotations of the sufficiently larger period or longer period. That is why I said the average of 3 months or 6 months sufficiently longer period has to be taken into consideration so as to evaluate the valuation approach. Then market price method is not relevant in some of the cases, like where the shares are not listed or thinly traded. Then cases where the mergers of the shares at one of the company under the consideration are not listed on any of the stock exchange, or in case of the companies where there is an intention to liquidate and to realize the assets and distribute net proceeds. So here the market price method may also be used for backup of the supporting of the value arrived at by using the other methods. Important to note that regulatory bodies have often considered the market value as one of the very important bases. If the period for which the prices are considered also has an impact on the account of the bonus share, right shares, etc., the valuer need to adjust the market prices for such a corporate event. Then market comparables. This is also another method of valuation of the business. The method is generally applicable in cases where unlisted entities are there. This method estimates the value of relating to the same as underlying element for similar companies for the past year, and it is based on the market multipliers as a comparable companies. For example, the earning revenue multiplies, then book value multiplies, then industry specific multiples, then multiples from the recent merger and acquisition. Though this method is easy to understand and quick to compute, it may not capture the intrinsic value and may give a distorted picture in case of the short-term volatility in the market, and there may be often difficulty in identifying the comparable companies. Other aspects to the methods of valuation, which consist of valuation based on surplus profit. This approach is based on the concept of the company as ongoing concern, and the super profits are calculated as the difference between maintainable future profits and the return on net assets. In examining the recent profit and the loss accounts of the target, the acquirer must carefully consider the accounting policy underlying those accounts. Particular attention must be paid to the areas such as deferred tax provision, treatment of an extraordinary items, interest capitalization, depreciation and amortization, pension fund contribution and foreign currency transactions, translation policies. If acquirer may write off all the research and development expenditure, whereas the target might have been capitalized, the development and expenditure, thus the overstating the reported profit. This is an example, but this may create a problem wherever necessary. This may create the problem. That is the reason why, wherever necessary, adjustment of the target's reported profit must be made so as to bring those policies into line with the acquirer's policy. Discounted cash flow method, this is very famous and this is well widely accepted methodology for valuation of the equity or the shares in respect of the unlisted companies. This approach is easiest to use the assets of the firm whose cash flow are currently positive and can be estimated with some reliability of the future periods. Discounted cash flow valuation relates the value of an assets to the present value of the expected future cash flow on that assets. And in this approach, there are various data is required to be generated by the company, and the valued chartered accountant, qualified chartered accountant, has to work on this method with considering definite formulas. There are some business based in the real risk, like acquired company losing the contract and new competitor entering into the market, or adverse regulation passed by the government which necessitated the discounting cash flows. Essentially, DCF looks at acquisition as a pure financial investment, but many times this valuation is acceptable for investment by the foreign institutional investor or foreign investor in Indian companies. The discounted cash flow method is applied in the following steps. Estimate the future cash flow, estimate the terminal value of the target of forecast horizon, estimate the cost of the capital appropriate, then discount the estimated cash flow to give the value of the target, then add another cash inflow from the sources such as assets disposals, then subtract the debt and other expenses. So this is what exactly the process to be followed when you accept the DCF method, and you have to calculate the value of the assets. Valuation by the team of experts. Yes, very much it is required, but it is always suggested that valuation should be done by the third party who has no relation with either one company or another company. So, the fair treatment for the valuation is required to be given by making available the data to them. Technicians has its own role in valuation to look into the life and obsolescence of depreciated assets and replacements and adjustments in the technical process, etc., in the form of independent opinion on workability of the plant and machinery and other assets. So there are so many areas where it requires the extensive teamwork. So the experts, legal experts, then chartered accountant, those are very much required to be engaged who can work independently. Market price shares, that is for the listed companies, that may be the good form for valuation of it. Then dividend payout ratio, that also can be calculated and taken into consideration for evaluating. It may consist that maybe continuous record of the dividend payment, or is there any interruption, or what could be the strength of the company in future to give the payout the dividend also as per the, and also required to examine what is the dividend policy and income and dividend policy prospects of the company in its future growth in income when its capital is getting appreciated. Then price earning ratio, that is PER, there is a definite ratios that are given. So the company with a lower PER normally shows that record of low growth earning per share, which expresses the market price of the shares in comparison to the high growth potential company. Future growth rate is combined company should also be calculated. Then debt equity ratio, that company with low gearing offers positive factors to the investor for security and stability rather than the growth potential, with the geared company having capacity to expand its equity base. And that situation, debt equity ratio also helps. Then net asset value, that is NAV, is also required at some point of time, that is net asset value of the two companies be compared. As lower the net asset value, the greater the chance of being pushed into the liquidation. This was the little bit concept about the valuation. Then how to determine the fair value of the shares. Valuation can be done on the basis of the fair value also. However, to resort the valuation by the fair value is appropriate when the market value of the company is independent of its profitability. The fair value of the shares is arrived at after consideration of different modes of the valuation than the diverse factors. There is no mathematical accuracy or accurate formula in the market for the valuation. An element of the guesswork or maybe arbitrariness is involved in the valuation. there are normally following some of the methods which are available is which we should be kept in mind while valuation of the shares, and these factors are the capital cover, yield, earning capacity and the marketability. These are the four aspects. If you take into consideration, perhaps your guesswork will be little bit accurate for determining the fair value of the shares. Arriving at the fair value of the shares, three well-known methods are applied. Number one, the manageable profit-based method, that is earning per share method. Another one is a net worth method or the breakup value method. And third one is a market value method. Fair value of the share is the average value, whereas the average book value and yield-based value also incorporates in the advantage of the both the methods and minimizes the demerits of both the methods. Fair value of the shares can be calculated by using the formula which is given here, as well as the valuation of equity share must take note of the special features, if any, in the company or in the particular transaction. These are briefly stated as importance of the size of the block of the shares, that is, valuation of identical shares of the company may vary quite significantly, and at the same point of time on the consideration of the size of the block shares under negotiation. The holder of 75% of the voting power in a company can always alter the provisions of the articles of association. That is why there is a restriction on holding of the shares, that is, controlling interest therefore carries a separate substantial value. Another one is restricted transferability. That means, along with the principal consideration of the yield and the safety of the capital, another important factor is easily exchangeability of the liquidity. Holders of the share of unquoted public companies or private companies do not enjoy any easy marketability. Therefore, such shares, however the good, are discounted for the lack of liquidity at the rate, which may be determined on the basis of the circumstances of each case. Discount may be either in the form of reduction in the value otherwise determined or increase in the normal rate of return. Dividend and warrant valuation, that is taking into consideration the history of dividend payment and the interest paid on whatever the borrowing or investment as a borrowing is made by the investor. Bonus and right issue, statutory valuation are some of the factors, other factors which also impact or determines the valuation. Then there is another method which is called as a free cash flow. And the free cash flow is a financial tool which mainly used for the valuation of the business. So this tool, whenever it is required, it is used by the valuers, and it will be close to the profit after the tax without taking into account of the depreciation. Depreciation is neither source of money nor an application of the funds are available at the disposal of the company. So this tool of a company is determined the after-tax operating cash flow minus interest paid payable, duly taking into account the saving which is arising out of the tax paid payable or interest, and after providing the certain fixed commitment, such a preference shares, dividend, redemption, commitment and the investment in the plant and machinery is required to maintain the proper cash flow. Valuation standard. How the valuation standards are maintained? Valuation standards are aimed to provide the uniformity in valuation of various tangible and intangible classes of the assets that provides the consistent delivery of the standard. The International Valuation Standard Council. The International Valuation Standard Council is established international standard setter for the valuation. Through the International Valuation Standard Board, the develops maintains standard on how to undertake and report the valuation, especially for those that will be relied upon the investors and other third party stakeholders. In a nutshell, the valuation business of the any business, ownership interest, securities, tangible or intangible assets may be performed for a wide variety of the purposes, such as including valuation of the financial transactions, then valuation of the dispute resolution, as well as valuation of compliance oriented engagement, which consists of the financial reporting, tax matters, other purpose like valuation of the planning. Then same business may have a different values. Then rising the demand for the valuation services has also the new avenues for the financial professionals. Going forward, more and more professional would be engaged in performing the valuation services. With this, we have completed our discussion on the topic valuation. Thank you very much.